We're joined on the line today with John Sewell, who's the former mayor of Toronto and now works with the Toronto Police Accountability Coalition. Welcome to CKUT, John.
Hi, glad to be here.
Hi. So maybe you could start off just by telling us a bit about what the Toronto Police Accountability Coalition is.
Well, we're a little group in Toronto that's been going about 4 years, and what we try to do is focus on police policy issues. Many groups about the police try and focus on wrongdoing of various kinds, but we've tried to stay away from that and just to look at policy, what kinds of things police are doing, what is management saying, and so forth. And so we're often at the Police Services Board, which is the governing body for police in Toronto, arguing about various policy matters, video surveillance as an example, strip searches, political activity by officers, and that kind of an issue.
Do you find that there have been certain issues that have been coming up quite frequently for your coalition over the last couple of years in Toronto?
Well, yes. Toronto seems to be in a situation where the police force has not been particularly well governed for the last decade, and it's doing many things that people are very unhappy about. So we've found that a whole bunch of these issues have come forward. I guess the thing of most significance has been racial profiling. There have been many, many complaints that racial profiling occurs by the Toronto Police, and the Toronto Star, which is our leading newspaper in Toronto, actually did a study on it 2 years ago and showed conclusively that the data indicated that racial profiling was a fact of life. But so we've concentrated on that issue, but we have not been able to get the police force or the police board to move on the issue and actually bring in some new policies to deal with that issue. So that's one big issue. Another is strip searches, where there was a very strong decision out of the Supreme Court of Canada in 2001 indicating that strip searches should only occur in extraordinary situations, but they continue in Toronto to be almost ordinary. About a third of the people who get arrested seem to be strip searched. That's another issue we've concentrated on.
And what would you say, being someone who knows the dynamic of City Hall fairly well, what would you say would be the current relationship between the Toronto Police Force and City Hall?
Well, there's been some change in the last 6 months, and there's been some good, strong councillors appointed to the board, and they've been trying to make some changes. And because of that, the chief is very unhappy, and the chief blames it on the mayor. We have a situation where the chief's contract expires next March, and there were attempts to renew it, but for various reasons that didn't happen, and the current Police Services Board has decided on a tie vote not to renew the chief's contract. Well, that has caused all sorts of kerfuffle among the chief and among the public and so forth. And so I think we'd say that there's actually hostility now between the police force and City Hall. City Hall's getting blamed for the fact that the police are finally being criticized in a public way, and maybe they have to respond.
Now, one thing that recently came up on the Toronto Police Accountability website was a complaint that was brought about by four people who were arrested at a demonstration in Toronto a few years ago, and that complaint was validated by the Toronto Police Force. Maybe you could tell us a bit about what that was all about.
Yes, this was one of the other issues that TPAC has been complaining about is the way that police act in demonstrations, that they aren't supporting people's attempt to try and express opinion, but they seem actively to be trying to suppress it. And there was a demonstration in 2001 in Toronto when the police decided to actually arrest people before the demonstration began, sort of in a preventative kind of fashion. And they arrested four young people. One was 14, one was 15, I think the other two were over 16 years of age. And they put them in a paddy wagon, and they locked them there for 9 hours. They were all handcuffed, the handcuffs behind their back, and all of them were kept in that position, except for one. One person, his arms went into spasm because of the way he was handcuffed, and so they re-handcuffed him with his hands in front. But they were kept in that for 9 hours. And then after the demonstration was over, they were released. No charges or anything like that. They laid a complaint, and the complaint was processed by the Toronto Police Force. We have a complaint system in Ontario where the police investigate themselves. And so the police investigated themselves about this complaint and concluded that the complaint was not substantiated, at which point the four complainants then appealed that matter to the Ontario Civilian Commission on Police Services, which is a provincial body, OCOPS as it's called. OCOPS looked at the matter and decided to try and get the parties together to try and talk about a solution to the problem. And in August, they actually came out with a decision where the police apologized for what was done. The police actually documented the fact that they had arrested these people, kept them in a paddy wagon for 9 hours, no washroom facilities or anything like that, and at least one of the people had to pee on the floor of the paddy wagon. And police admitted that they finally just released these people without charge and so forth. But at the end of the day, they apologized. So that's a really good thing. Now, the police also said that they've brought in what they call a mass arrest policy in situations like this. And unfortunately, the policy is not made public. The police will not release it. They say it's an operational policy, and therefore it can't be made public. But it seems to say that if the police do this preventative arrest in the future, then they'll have to have washroom facilities, and they'll have to have sort of supervise the people that they arrest. I personally believe that the police don't have the right to arrest people on a preventative basis. You can't go out and arrest people because you think they're going to do something. That's not a valid reason for arrest, but it looks like the mass arrest policy might do that.
Now, what do you think could come out of an apology from the police? Do you think that that's going to be coupled by action for change?
Oh, I think that an apology is extraordinary. I mean, it hardly ever happens. And in fact, in the statement that the police made, they actually said, and I will quote them, "What occurred to the public complainants is not acceptable. It is not in line with priorities of the Toronto Police Service." Anyway, and then it goes on to say the police sincerely regrets that the complainants were detained in this manner. Mm-hmm. So it's very unusual to get such a clear apology and an admission that they did something wrong. But whether that means that this won't happen in the future, I frankly don't know. Mm-hmm. I believe that if they do have a mass arrest policy, along the lines I've indicated, that is that they will arrest people on a preventative basis, but they'll give them washroom facilities. I don't think that's good enough, because I don't believe that they should be arresting people on a preventative basis. You only arrest people when they've committed a crime or are just about to commit a crime. You don't arrest people because they're going to be part of a demonstration.
Now, it seems like the issue of mass arrests was, of course, a very big issue around the time of that particular demonstration we were talking about in Toronto in 2001. It's also been an issue in Montreal as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how your coalition, the TPAC, plans on going about this new mass arrest policy they've brought forth.
Well, we've been trying our best to get a copy of it, and as I've indicated, that hasn't been possible, but we will continue to try and get it. I mean, one of the changes that has to be made in Toronto is that the operational policies have to be made public so we know what they are. The idea that the police are doing things according to policies that we can't get hold of doesn't make any sense. So that's a larger issue for TPAC. We expect some new people to be appointed to the Police Services Board in the next month or 6 weeks, And what we might find is that that begins to open up the governing process even more, so that we can get these kinds of documents. And if it does say what we suggest, we will obviously try and make sure that it's changed.
And finally, just to wrap up, have you seen any change in policing at demonstrations since that one in October of 2001 in Toronto?
Not particularly, no. We found that in many cases the police are very, very heavy-handed. At this particular demonstration, the complaint mentioned, the apology mentions that there were 550 officers. Well, I'm not sure there were that many demonstrators. It was a relatively small demonstration, but we've often seen, in terms of demonstrations in Toronto, an overwhelming police presence with an overwhelmingly large array of guns, which we think is entirely inappropriate. We've tried to take the police on that and try to get to change the policy in order to save money, and because we know that the overwhelming percentage of demonstrators are not people who intend violence of anything. They're out there to express an opinion, and we think the police should be acting accordingly, but they haven't so far. So that's a larger issue to work on, not only in Toronto, but in many other cities as well.
We've been on the phone today with John Sewell in Toronto. I'd like to thank you for taking the time with us today.
Thank you very much. And let me just plug our website, which is www.tpac.ca. Where we sort of post all the information that we're getting, and we have a regular newsletter that is free electronic newsletter that people can send out, and I invite people to subscribe if they want to see it. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.